Jason Quigley, tough night at the office. What's your own immediate reaction to last night's fight?
Obviously very disappointed and, think hurt a little bit in the heart more than anywhere else. And, it's a tough loss to come off, you know what I mean? And at the end of the day, this is sport and there's always going to be ups and downs in sports, but I have to take my hat off to Turiano Johnson last night. He put in a great performance and boxed really well and was truly a deserving winner.
You would have felt you boxed well in the opening two rounds especially. Where do you feel that the momentum shifted for Turiano?
Yeah, the game plan was obviously to keep him off. He's a come-forward fighter and he likes to get inside and let his shots go. And to be honest, I just couldn't keep him off and I let him get inside too much. And he was the type of person that he just didn't really care if he got hit, you know what I mean? He just kept coming forward. No matter what I hit him with, he just kept coming forward. And, it's difficult to keep a boxer like that off. And look, I can't really say his game plan worked because the tape that I watched of him, he's always been like that. And, I suppose I just couldn't fulfill my game plan. I think that would be the way to explain it.
What do you put that down to in the immediate hours after the fight?
It's hard to say. He was a better fighter on the night. And, as I says, I just couldn't get my game plan off to a tee the way that I would like to have got it off to a tee. I obviously kind of fell into his style of fighting and kind of stuck with him to see if he would tire out a little bit, let him throw a few shots, let him maybe tire himself out. And I did find him tiring in a few rounds and I tried to pick it up and put a few shots on him and it worked a few rounds. And, at one stage I thought maybe that he was tiring and I was starting to get the upper hand. Obviously that's not the way that it did end up. And look, at the end of the day, Turiano won the fight, deserved the fight. And, I can only wish him the very best. I hope he was on now to fight for a world title and possibly won one.
What was going through your mind at the end of that ninth round? Those moments before the fight was waved off. Did you want to go in for the 10th?
Yeah, there was many stages in through the fight where if I didn't want it, I could have got out of there. But, there was, I think everybody knows me. I never take an easy way out and I'm not the kind of person that will give up, to be honest. And the end of the ninth round, Dominic says to me, "Are you okay to continue?" And I says, "Yeah, I'm okay." And the referee came in and says, "Am I okay to continue, Dom?" Wiped me down, had a look at me. He was looking in my eyes and I was looking straight back at him like, "I'm okay." But I don't think I could have won the fight in the last round unless I knocked him out. And of course, there's always a chance that you can knock him out. But you weigh up the options and, I'm very grateful for having a great corner man like Dominic and also the referee for looking after me in the fight and not letting my heart get the better of me and going out and possibly getting hurt. I'm thankful and I'm lucky that I'm sitting here today chatting to you, Chris, and I have a few bruises in my face, as Sean Foley would say, a face for the radio today. This is what it is. I'm thankful that I came out of the ring fit, healthy. I walked into the ring and I'm with the people that matter the most to me now, and on the phone to my mother last night. And these are the wee simple things in life that mean the most. And I'm happy for the people that I have around me.
I said to someone last night, one of the best traits, and I suppose we haven't experienced it too often with you, but you're a bad loser, which for a sportsman is a good thing.
Yes. I've came through a lot of obstacles in my amateur career. Obviously, I was beating 3 national senior championships in a row, and I came back and won them, and my career just kicked off from there. And honestly, I haven't really thought about my career, I haven't even thought about my next steps, or haven't even thought about anything like that. I was straight to the hospital last night after the fight, get all the normal mandatory checkovers, everything's fine, which is great, everything's good, I'm fit, I'm healthy, and as I say, look, I'm with the people that matter the most now, and suppose after a while, I'll maybe a week or so, I'll sit back, look at things, and we'll weigh up, you know, what's the next move, what's the next options, basically what's going to happen next.
And that's what sport sometimes is all about, is the bounce back.
Yeah, like, you know, I don't think for maybe the odd occasion you get the likes of Floyd Mayweather, or Floyd Mayweather is the only kind of person that obviously springs to mind. Like, the likes of Muhammad Ali have all been beat before, and you know, I think in a lot of cases, maybe in most cases, that the defeat has made their career even more sparkling than what it had already been. But as it says, look, I have to go back and sit down with my team and have a think about things and see what's the next move, see what's the next options, and just have to take a look at things myself and, you know, see, am I mentally ready to go back and to get ready to believe that I can be world champion again after a heavy loss like that. So there's a few things, you know, I have to go over and I have to look at. But, you know, it'll not stop me living the good life, staying in the gym, eating good, eating healthy, and, you know, that's what's most important. And I am lucky that I can do a career and a job that I get paid for and that I enjoy and love to do, you know. And, yeah, it just wasn't the most enjoyable night last night for me, but it is what it is.